idea from first time that I see the site. I feel like just sitting there on the lawn under the tree is only happy. So why not make everywhere blend as one? The interior blend with architecture. You see no boundary of it, and then beyond that, it engages to the surrounding around us. The area was being chosen by the owner because of relationship to the golf. The site, they actually small hill. The elevation of road up into top of the hill is almost like 10 meters away, which is give us a lot of opportunity to design something and then be part of the hill like this. What makes the home distinctive to other house? Of course, this house is being multi-family. We have to organize them in a special way. Being part of the surrounding, being grow from the ground, and then it attaches as if it was a tree. So once the architecture is generating by flow of the tree, it makes architecture not look so blocky. So the house has a life by itself. The tree is the main element of the house. The first idea is try to keep all of them 100%. But of course, we know that we cannot keep all. We have to use different technique. We have main core at the center point, and then we kind of spread each family as a wing. Some tree that you may see in this corridor, we allow the branch to punch into the roof line, and then work them strong enough not to ruin the whole roof. Each branch is like working along with architecture. The first family got two bedroom up here, and then they got three bedroom for the guests downstairs, and then another two bedroom for family number two. The idea of the master room, other room as well, is like boundaryless. It's blur between inside and outside. They can open the windows, open the curtain, and then see direct to the golf course. That is his favorite kind of activity every day. Even on the part of the swimming pool that we have here, because we have a lot of tree, why not we just swim among the tree? If we just put the swimming pool parallel to the house, we have to cut at least three or four trees that run along the facade of the architecture. So we have to put the pool in another angle, make it swing itself in between the empty space that we have left. And then with that resource, the pool is kind of angled to the living area. We can have a swimming place that brings yourself into the nature. The Thai architecture mostly in the past rely on the craftsmanship of contractor. you can see the pattern of the wood that being more advanced in terms of layout. So we use that skill to create those patterns that probably hard to find nowadays. We use some of the material like a brass or copper. Probably I just need it to be represent Thai senses. The circle tourist, I think it's become the area that we can have place to sit back, relax, and then enjoy the whole facade of the house. I think not many houses in Thailand that have this kind of space that, okay, we have a space that we can show our house, proud of it. I see the happiness in their eyes, a relaxation that he have all month long that he stay here. That is the most proud of me, to see people like happy in what they achieve, because this is an award for their life.